Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to a great American, Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is with us. He's been a great member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. And he, as you know, is the chairman and the editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. That includes the magazine, the website, and all the other elements of their media organization. He's the author of a number of books, including one of my favorites, How Capitalism Will Save Us. And he's our good friend, Steve Forbes. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Steve, in the previous segment, I talked about, so I raised an issue that I've been talking about for a long time, and I've been recommending to small business owners that they find a way to at least have one of their banking relationships with independent community banks. I believe in these people. I think what they do is really important. They're the only true relationship bankers, in my opinion, in America, the locally owned small banks. But lately, Steve, they've come under fire. They're in duress, I think, right now, because the reports show that there are over 1,000 fewer independent banks since 2007, and only 96 were chartered from 2008 to 2010, and in the last 18 months, not one new independent community bank has been chartered, even though several hundred have been proposed. Steve, if independent banks dwindle and their numbers go down, I think that's going to impact the overall health of America's small businesses. What do you think?
Yes, and what's happening to smaller banks is they're getting crushed by Dodd-Frank regulation.
Exactly.
A few months back, a small banker told me he had to hire five people for compliance. He said normally in the past, if you were doing mortgages, you'd do mortgages, you would do compliance. You know, it was one job. Now he says compliance is the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about a little bigger bank, former head of that told me that large bank, he said, we've had to hire 1,000 people for compliance, which he says 1,000 fewer people going out and making loans. And the reason I don't think Washington is shedding tears, or at least this White House is not shedding tears, is that even though they will use words about praising small businesses and small banks, they don't mind seeing the small banks go because it makes it easier to regulate the industry.
Right.
When you have fewer players.
That's right.
So I think there's a political angle.
That is the thing I'm concerned about. There seems to be a disdain in Washington and by the regulators for small banks because they don't like managing them, they don't like regulating them. But I'm telling you, Steve, that the future of America is Main Street. It's not Wall Street. It's Main Street. And the future of Main Street is small business. And the future of small business is access to relationship banking. And that's the reason why I'm so concerned about this.
Well, it's human nature. There's no way somebody 1,000 miles away is going to have any understanding of a dry cleaner. It's not possible to do it. Whereas with the smaller institutions, you do get to know who's who and what's what, and able to deal with it and deal with opportunities. But right now, as you know, banks are having to find space not for for customers or for dealing with customers, but for rent-free regulators.
That's right. How do we solve this, Steve? What do we do?
Well, first we repeal Dodd-Frank, or most
Thank
of
you.
It, and start over. Bank regulation boils down to having sensible capital requirements.
Right.
And instead of all this Basel stuff of trying to assess risk, you know, that's why we had one of the reasons we got the sovereign debt crisis was international regulators said, well, government debt you don't need reserves on that. That's quadruple A.
That's pretty funny.
And whereas business loans, you need 8 or 10% of reserves.
Right.
So guess what? Banks loaded up on the government debt and regulators applauded.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that. I didn't say to repeal Dodd-Frank in my previous statements, but that's, you heard it from Steve Forbes, and I agree with him 100%. This is a one-size-fits-all law, ladies and gentlemen, that's disproportionately hurting small banks, small independent banks, which is, means it's disproportionately going to hurt small businesses, Main Street small businesses. Steve, it's Forbes.com, right?
Yes.
And the new book, Power, Ambition, Glory, is Steve's new book. Also, How Capitalism Will Save Us. That's one of my favorite books. And Steve's going to be back up with me after these messages. And I want to ask him to weigh in on the presidential campaigns and what's going on there. See what he thinks about how things are going there. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.